Thank you for holding. Is this Tony?
Yes.
Hi, Tony. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, doing well so far. How are you?
I'm doing good. God is good. I woke up on the right side of the dirt. I tell him, do that, and I'll do the rest.
There you go.
I understand that you're having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line because she wanted to apply some discounts for you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how the Google placement works?
Well, I mean, it sounds fairly clear that if someone's Googling a home inspector inspections around here, that I would come up on the top.
That's the shortened version of it, layman's terms.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling her. I'm very not a, like, my best friend, she owns a lot of businesses, and she's the one helping me along with this. I've never run a business before, and but I've been an electrician for 25 years.
Wow.
So all this is new, like because I've always been a construction worker, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I didn't really deal with this side of it before.
Right.
So it's a lot easier. The stuff you were doing before is actually more difficult. It's, you just gotta have big ears and you'll do fine. But all we're doing is putting you in front of people who are already looking for a home inspector in the first place. That's pretty much it.
Right.
There's only three guys that show. The crazy thing about Google is 90% of the people that use it, they pick from these guys. They don't actually go to, like, the second page or the third page when they're looking for a quality home inspector, right? So
Right. We're
basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look at some point before they make a decision. So the guys that are out there now are, like, Rest Easy, Home Inspection LLC. They're kind of a big one. And then there's Hound Dog Home Inspections as well, okay? So we got one spot left, and that's it. So if we put Sterling Home Inspections there, we're closing out the category. We can't work with any other home inspectors, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the beauty of it is it's month to month. It's all done on a flat rate. Rest Easy and Hound Dog charge anywhere from $200 to $450 in inspection. They make that back, you know, first day or two of every month. Because the pricing is set at $199. So pretty much the first inspection you get, no matter how big or small, you're going to offset the cost of the campaign. It's also considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off here in January.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to cost you anything if you break it down. The money's just a principal thing to get your PIN verified and obviously do the optimization, maintain the listings for your business. But you don't got to be any kind of like tech-savvy computer guru. You just got to answer the phone when the customers call in and try to get as good of reviews as you can.
Right. Okay. So it'd be $199 a month.
Mm-hmm. And it's month to month. So you don't have to commit to any kind of long-term contract. Tara told me you were doing Angie's List or Home Advisor. They're owned by the same company, but they do this, by the way. So like if you go underneath the top recommended guys on Google and you scroll down a little further, you'll see Home Advisor has top 6 home inspection services in Kingston, and then Angie's has top 10 best home inspection in Kingston. And basically what they're doing is they're capturing the lead off of Google, and they'll sell it to all 6 of those guys or all 10 of those guys, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So
Right. Sometimes...
Yeah, like I see you got 8 verified reviews on there. You probably bought at least 5 times that in leads. You probably bought in like 40 leads, right?
Right, yeah.
Right. So if you're paying 40 leads and you're over the course of a month and then you're doing, what, $20 a lead they're charging you?
Well, it's all different. Like this one I just got this morning, they're charging $30 for it, and it's real small. So I gotta, you know, I had to jack the price up on a small house to make sure that I don't lose, you know. And
right. And that's what happens with those systems. I mean, even if you get them, like, let's say those 8 reviews, you know, okay, that was 8 jobs, obviously. But you might have bought, like, 40 leads. Even if those leads are $20 a pop, you paid $800 to get those 8 reviews, you know, that are those 8 jobs. It really breaks down to, like, $100 a job when you take into consideration the ones that you're paying for that aren't actually turning into business. Right.
Right, yeah.
So it always makes more
and
sense.
And plus, I've been a nervous wreck, you know, making sure that my phone was right beside me, you know, like I'm having to, like, even carry it around the house to make sure I, you know, like, I know right now because I got to, like, I got to call immediately somebody else to get it.
There's 2 problems with that. One is they're texting you the lead, but when they're texting you the lead, they're texting it to other people. So that's why you're like that. You're like, man, I got to get on this thing. I got to call these people back. When you're on Google, they're calling you. Your phone's ringing. You're answering your phone rather than dialing a number on a lead that was sent to you. So the panic's not there. And then you're not getting charged for it if you miss it. So the panic's not there.
Right.
It's like, okay, you know, I could always call them back. You're not getting docked for each individual lead. Your bill stays the same regardless of how many people call you. You know, you don't have to worry about it hiking up. And the reality is that people don't know is that far more people are searching on Google than going to Home Advisor when it comes to home inspectors. They're not usually going to that Home Advisor listing unless they're price shopping or my guys are too busy to take them.
Right.
Or guys don't want to take them because they're too cheap.
Right.
They don't want to drive that far, you know. So... what you see, if you compare the two side by side, it's it won't take you longer than a month or two to see the difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So like, if I did this, then like, if I got on Google and if I put in local.
No.
Home inspectors or something?
You just can put in home inspectors. Google has every phone that people search on and every computer that they search on has an IP address. So Google already knows kind of like where they are geographically. So if they're within a 30, 40-mile radius of you and they type in home inspector, home inspection, they'll see you. We actually give you 15 different keywords that we could list you for at a time. So you want to be found for like, I don't know if you do roof inspection or... if you're still doing the electrical work, some guys like radon testing, things like that, you know. So we'll cover all your bases. You get 15 different search terms that you'll be found for at a time. You can even hand select those. So that way you can make sure that everybody that calls you has to type in one of those phrases and they're qualified. So general home inspection and roof inspection would just be like 2 of them, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So you're talking hitting Norman, Durant, Oklahoma City, you know, obviously Kingston because you're there, but you're talking 30, 40-mile radius around you. There's a lot of opportunity there.
Okay.
It's a lot better than going door to door.
Yes.
Yeah, these people are already looking for home inspection, so it's like you don't usually do that. On accident, you know, or for fun, you know, if you're looking up a home inspector, that's what you're trying to get, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lady that called me this morning, she said she's tried everything. Everybody's booked. So she was like excited that.
Yeah. My guys stay pretty booked. Yeah. Like, one of the guys is already booked clear through February already.
Right.
Yeah. So he's just kind of running through his list or his schedule at the moment. He's not really taking a lot of calls, but that's kind of why we need to get this spot filled ASAP.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, man. Uh, Man, I hate to make any decision like this without talking to Cindy first.
We have an old saying, and I think your business partner would agree, your best friend, you were saying, you haven't really started your business until you put it on Google for people to find it. I mean, you don't get into business for your customers to not find you, and we're almost in 2023. This is just how people do things. They're going to pull out their phone. They're going to look up home inspection. If you're not there, you're not getting called.
Right. Yeah. The course I took, they were like, answer your phone. That is number one.
Yeah.
Because if you don't answer it, guess what? They're going to hang up and call the next person in line.
Yeah.
You know,
opportunity is coming and you're not realizing it. That's like that old, that old joke where the guy goes out to sea and, you know, he's sitting there swimming deeper and deeper and a boat comes by and he goes, hey, you need help? No, God will save me. You know, and then he drowns and he dies. He goes, God, why didn't you save me? I sent you a boat, you dummy. You know, it's like that. It's like, oh, you don't recognize. You think it's going to be some crazy miracle. They're going to come pull you out of the water. And no, it's, here's your boat. You know, we sent some regular old guys to come swoop you up, and you told them no.
Right.
It's definitely one of those things. You know, you got to recognize the blessings as they come, and then obviously you got to, you know, be proactive too. You know, you can't just pray. You got to also be proactive in accomplishing or in moving forward. You know, because God doesn't just give you a company. He just gives you the tools to build the company, and you still got to take action. You know.
Right. I remember a preacher is talking up there preaching, and he says, and he was talking about how God could take care of everything, and he said, now. Hold on. He's like, now I'm not telling you to go out there and get on the highway and close your eyes and let go of the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, don't, you know.
Yeah, they'll take care of you. They take you right to heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to die. Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess if you let go of that wheel, you're coming with me, buddy.
Well, let's see. So, what does this consist of? To get started, what?
So, I would create your Google business profile and I would submit it to Google. Obviously, we would take the first month's payment of the $199, so that way we could build your site and get that postcard submitted. But Google will send a postcard to you in the mail just to verify that you're actually where you say you are in Kingston. And then on the back of that, there's a little 5-digit number that we get from you, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are on that those group of guys. We can hide your address. You don't have to put your address up there or let people get directions to you since you're in an industry where you're going to them anyway. They don't need to be coming to you.
Yeah.
But they do send you that postcard, and then obviously we would need to do a client interview with you. Sounds complicated, but it's very easy. It's just basic knowledge information about your business. We don't need you to hop on a computer or do anything fancy. They just want to make sure we're representing you properly. So they'll ask you about the services you offer, places you're willing to go or not willing to go, so that way we don't have people calling you, wasting your time. And then we're going to build a .com for you, so they'll ask you some funny questions like, ones you haven't heard in a while. What's your favorite color? What's your company slogan? Things like that. And, you know, so it would consist of, you know, me creating the profile and securing it. Take about 2 to 5 minutes now. And then a client interview, you know, takes 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour to complete it. And that would be later today. Then obviously when that postcard comes in the mail about this time next week, I'm going to need the 5-digit number on the back of that. And then from there, it's just answer your phone. And keep answering your phone. Don't stop answering your phone.
Yeah.
People laugh.
But see, my brother-in-law, he does like renovations and stuff like that, and he's basically a high quality handyman, you know, he did the Angie Leeds, and then he didn't do the pause thing on like,
and they just kept
Friday of and it was like a holiday weekend.
Yep.
And then bam, he got the all of these freaking lead, and he lost them all, but he got charged for all of them.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if we do this, you'll be able to get out of those guys or get those guys out of your hair, and you won't lose any sleep over it because, you know, you still got customers that are able to find you and coming in on a regular basis.
Right.
So I'll probably save you money and make you more at the same time. That's why these listings are so sought after, but it's just they're not always available. You know, we get people calling throughout the year going, oh, you know, I want to put myself on Google, and, you know, they're willing to pay the full price. But if we don't have the availability, I got nothing to sell them. Google won't allow us to even sign them up, you know. It's just they'd be spending money and not actually getting up there, and that, you know, it's unethical. So we're not like Angie's List and Home Advisor where they realized, hey, if I put myself on Google and put 100 people on my site, I could sell each one of them the leads individually. And that's what they're doing. Instead of letting customers just call you directly off the first page, you know, they have the customers calling them, and then they're texting the leads out to you and charging your account for it. So it's almost like if you got this spot, and instead of going out on the home inspection jobs, you decided, oh, I'm going to take these leads and I'm going to sell them for $30 a pop to my home inspection buddies, but I'm going to sell it to all four of them at once. You know, in real life, somebody's going to punch you in the face. But
right. I got you.
You know, and you got 2-3 guys out there giving a quote on a job they just paid $30 for. But, you know, that's pretty much their business model. That's how they do things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's comparing this to that, it ain't going to take very long. You know, it's apples and oranges. I mean, you see the difference between what we're bringing in for you and the exclusivity of it, and I'm sure you'll be really happy with what you see. And if you're not, you can fire me. You can cancel it. You're not binded to a contract, but I just don't think that'll happen, especially if you're coming off of Home Advisor by Angie's List and comparing the two.
Right. Yeah, and I'm actually really new to that. So, because right in the beginning, as soon as I downloaded the software they have, the app, I hit pause immediately and kept it paused. And,
smart.
And I until I figured it out, you know, like until I learned how to work it, because, you know, I didn't want to just leave it on and then all of a sudden, you know, I owe $1,200 at the end of the month, and I only, like, got 2 inspections, you know?
Yeah, I didn't want nothing like that to happen. I've had guys tell me that it auto-unpauses sometimes, too.
Really?
Yeah, like, they'll have it on pause for, like, a couple days, or I think it's, like, a couple weeks, and then it just takes itself off pause out of nowhere. Yeah, and all of a sudden they start getting leads again, so...
Right. I tell you, I guess I'll try it. See what happens.
You'll love it. Yeah, you'll love it. Everybody uses Google. So I'm going to create your profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as a primary line of contact for your company. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes. I had to look, see which phone I was on.
Okay.
I tell you what, I made a huge mistake right there. I bought another phone, to have another number so I would be sure and answer. Because my other one I've had so long that so many, you know, stuff just calls me, you know, that I don't answer. So I don't answer if I don't recognize the number. So I got a new number I got almost the exact same phone with the exact same case. So So now I have to, like, the only way I can tell is feel one of them has raised cameras in the back and the other one's smooth. So I always got to feel the back of it to see what phone I'm on. Anyway.
Which one is this again? Okay, so the 580, yeah. The 580-775-7072 is the best number, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then they're going to send you a postcard in the mail, like I mentioned earlier. What's the street address that I could send that to?
7657 Black Bass Lane.
Black Bass.
You can call it right at the lake.
That sounds nice. I love fishing. Yeah. I didn't realize my dad and my grandfather used to take me fishing all the time when I was 5. And I noticed when we go to the lake, when we cast out from the side of the lake, that they weren't actually trying to catch fish. They were just trying to sit there and have all the boys together and talk.
Yeah.
Because we'd rarely catch anything that way. But I knew when we'd go deep sea.
Making memories.
Yeah, but a few times they took us out to California, and we went deep sea fishing out there and caught some big old tuna, and then I knew then that we were going with a purpose.
Right.
Yeah, that's different. You know, you'll be out on that boat all day long, sometimes 2 days in a row, and you're reeling. I was reeling in fish bigger than me by the time I was 8 years old. I love fishing. Yeah. All right, so I got your they're asking me here about your address because they're going to send the postcard there, but did you want me to hide the address so people can't see it?
That's actually my home address. I have a post office box here in Kingston that I use for the business account.
So they're going to want to send that pin to your home address, but what they'll do is they'll hide it. So it'll just say, you know, city, state, and zip on your listing. It won't actually have the address for the public to see. We're just using it for our own purposes of sending you that postcard, though.
Right. Yeah, I'd rather it be hidden.
Okay, I gotcha. So we'll hide it. And then...
Well, I know you can't please everyone, so I can't, you know what I mean? No matter what you do, somebody ain't going to like it.
I got little ones at home anyway.
And I don't want them showing up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pro-Second Amendment. You're going to find out the hard way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I said, pray I never have to, but I'm prepared to if I got to, you know?
I've had to, unfortunately, but... I didn't kill him. I shot him below the waist, but a bunch of times. But and then had him arrested for coming into my house. Yeah. I'm taking him to jail when he gets out of the hospital. I don't.
Yeah. I'll blow you away. That's nice of you to aim below the waist, though. When we go shooting, growing up, my dad, and my brother always say center mass. Center mass is bury him. I go, I don't know about that one, you know. It's too hard to hit a limb. They say, you know, just aim for center mass. I'm like, oh, man, you know. That's how I was trained to do it. You know, you deal with it later. This aim.
I can tell you one thing. All I had was a 22 with a 35-round clip with hollow points in it.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, everybody always says, 22 would just piss me off. I was like, no, it changed his mind totally when them hot bullets started sinking in him. He changed his mind.
Yeah, it'll do the trick. Yeah. My lady's nothing but 5 foot, and she carries around a little 22. People think it won't work. I'm like, you're over here trying to get your pepper spray to go. She already hit the guy 5 times.
you know what I always pictured? Could you imagine a 22 bullet hitting you in the shin? Like how much it hurts?
Yeah.
How much it hurts just to hit your shin and just bam.
It would just shatter the bone. I'd imagine. Imagine your kneecaps, even any of that. Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad. Getting lodged in an artery in the thigh, anything in the legs, I feel like. Those little bullets. It's almost like, this is what I think about the 22. It's like you ever get a real big cut and you don't even feel it? you know, and yeah, you're like, yeah, you're just your adrenaline pumps in. The 22, I feel like, is a paper cut where it just you get that little cut, right. It just hurts like hell.
Right.
That's what I feel like the 22 is. It's just small, but it hurts like hell because it's just not big enough to get all the adrenaline pumping. Like, you blow somebody's leg off, they're in such shock they don't even feel it. Those little 22 bullets, you feel all of those.
Yeah, he was dancing around like a chicken on a hot plate, man.
I'm
he was,
sure. He's probably flopping my
and
head.
I finally pointed it at his head, and I was like, "You're going to die right where you stand if you don't get out of my house, man."
Yeah.
And well, he started dragging himself to the door.
All of a sudden, he's sorry. You weren't feeling sorry a second ago.
No, he walked in. He said, "I'm finna kill you, motherfucker." I was like,
"Oh, really?
I'll grab a gun, bro," and because he had a club, and he said, "You better." He didn't know I had one leaning right beside me. He wasn't quite as tough.
All of a sudden,
my girlfriend said, "You were so calm." I was like, "Well, he was across the room with a club. I was on this side with a gun. I didn't have a whole lot to worry about."
Yeah.
You know, even if I ran out of bullets, I got a club too.
Yeah, I had a guy like that. I caught him in my backyard, and I put the 9mm on him, and he made eye contact with me. He didn't know that I had him in my sights. And he made eye contact with me, and I said, "You know, my dad taught me to never pull one of these or point one of these at somebody unless you're going to shoot it." I was like, "I'll give you a 10-second head start." I never seen somebody jump a fence so fast.
That gun pointing at you will change your whole attitude.
I said, I'll give you a 10-second head start, because I promise that if I ever pointed at somebody, I would use it. You know, otherwise, don't point it at them. That's what my dad used to tell me growing up. Don't even pull it out.
Right.
You use it, because all you're going to do is piss them off, and they're going to come back, you know. So, yeah, but that was funny. I never saw him again, but I did catch him on camera. I gave that to the local PD, and then, you know, those guys are kind of useless sometimes, though. They're younger than me, little kids.
Right.
They've never been through anything in their life. They just live in their childhood dream of chasing bad guys, and it never happened.
Right.
All right, so I got your profile set up. They're sending that postcard to you. Do you have a business email?
Yes.
You do? Okay, what's your business email address?
Sterling Inspections, 26@gmail.com.
Okay, gmail.com. All right, and what I'm going to do, Tony, is I'm going to send you my direct number, or if you want to write it down, or I can text it to you, whichever's best for you. But I want to make sure that if you need help with something, you can get a hold of me directly.
Okay. Yeah, if you would, just go ahead and text it. That way you...
Okay. Let me know if you get it. I'm
gonna
send it right
just
now.
Be... I just heard it, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yep. Save that in there when we're done here. And then, how do you want your hours of operation for the business?
I would work, let's see, it's like 7 days a week from 8 to 6.
Okay. You're going to want
to being self-employed, you know, I gotta take what I can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll go work on Sunday or...
You're in the starting phase, so that should be your mindset. But after a month or two, I imagine you're going to want to take some weekends off.
Well, I'm thinking my time's off will be when I don't have a call, you know?
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot different once you're on that first page. I'm telling you, I don't know if you're realizing what's about to happen.
Well, make it Monday through Friday then, just in case.
Well, no, I'm going to leave it Monday through Sunday, and then see how you like it. And then if you decide you want to change it, you know, you got my number, and then that'll let me know it's working good for you when I hear from you in a couple weeks.
Okay, great.
You know, and just set it like that, and then I get an opportunity to shoot the stuff with you. All right, so I got that set. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes. Like I have a Venmo, PayPal, Cash App.
Okay.
Perfect. Stuff like that.
Yeah, those are convenient. And then we're building you a website. So you're getting your own .com. It'll be SterlingHomeInspectionLLC.com. And we'll have that attached to your listing. And it's no extra charge to you. But do you have like a logo or like some photos you might want to put on there on the website?
Yeah, I mean, I got I have my logo, business card. Is it?
Yeah. No, that works. If you could take a picture of it and send it over, that'd be very useful. I sent you the email address there. Or you can even just text it to that phone number on that same thread that we're on there.
Okay.
Are you pretty tech savvy? I mean, you could be honest with me.
Not really, no.
Okay. would you? It's okay. Do you think you would need help sending those photos in?
Oh no, no. Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking on you. You know, I got some guys that are up there and they're just like, I don't want to hop on the computer. That's what I'm hiring you for. And, you know, and I go, okay.
Right.
Understood. Understood. So if you ever run into anything that you're having, you know, problems with or you need help, that's why I sent my number over though. So just give me a call. I'm here, you know, from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
All
right.
Okay.
And then, all right. So I got the profile set up. Now for that client interview, like I said, it usually takes about 30, 45 minutes, but we asked for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule looking like today?
I'm wide open.
Wide open? Okay. I got a 3 to 4.
Perfect.
Perfect? All right. So I'm gonna give you a call at 3, and I'll introduce you to the Google rep that's gonna do your client interview with you. So I won't do the whole interview, because they're the ones who pull like the keywords and see which ones are getting searched the most. That way we don't gotta guess on what's gonna get your phone ringing. But I'll introduce you to them. So I'll call you first, and then I'll be talking to them between now and then too. So kind of fill them in. And,
okay.
How to take care of you and treat you right.
Awesome. All
right. Yep. All right. And then I'm going to send you an invitation to that. I'm also going to text you about 1 hour before just to confirm. I imagine you said your schedule's pretty open, but I just want to confirm in case something pops up. You never know.
Right. Gotcha.
All right. All right. So I got everything squared away. The last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $199. So how did you want to do that, Tony?
I was thinking credit card here.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I got a MasterCard here. I don't think either one of them are maxed out, so I'll...
Okay. Well, let me know real quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll decline it. Yeah, so we'll find out.
I got two of them, and I know one of the two is not. Okay.
All right. Is it Saint
Tony? If so, I'll use my debit card. I'm just trying not to take my cash, you know, my...
Yeah, I don't even carry my debit card anywhere. I always do everything with credit, and then I pay it back and just keep building up that credit score.
Right.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. You know, I had it up to 800, actually, recently, and then it dipped down like 3 points. It made me so mad, and I don't know what the heck it was from. I think something my wife did. But, anyway.
Yeah.
She runs around with that. Yeah, well, she does. She has the other credit card, so I didn't know what caused it, but it's all good. I'll figure it out. All right, so it just says Tony Rowe on the card. Is there any middle initial on it?
R, yeah.
R, okay.
Tony R.
All right, so on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. 5178.
5178.
00. 0065.
0065.
7664.
7664.
7194.
7194. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0123.
01 of 23. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
891.
891. Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification just as an added form of protection for you because I got you on a discounted pricing structure. It's about a little less than half of what it normally costs. So if I say something that you don't agree with or you don't understand, you stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line, Tony. It says, welcome to Local Slash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Sterling Home Inspections.
Thank you. And your company is an LLC, correct?
Yes.
All right. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Tony Rowe, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not saying you have to cancel anything you already have. It's just before you add anything, double check with me. You shouldn't need anything else, to be honest, but I just want to make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's 11/11 of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. It says when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day. You'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $199. So that'll never go up or change on you. It says you can cancel at any time or discontinue at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All you got to do is call in and you let us know and we'll stop the billing cycle. No questions asked. There's no additional charges or funny business. Okay. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should receive a welcome text message and a welcome email here. Your payment did clear, by the way, just an FYI.
Okay.
But it looks like soon I'm going to have to redo the billing with you because it says January 23. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so I think we're only good for, like, the first 2 months here, and then we'll have to sit down and I have to show you what we've done for you, and then we'll refresh the payment method. So another reason to shoot the stuff with you.
There you go.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah, so I don't like to, you know, I have a lot of guys where they're like, I set them up and they start making money and then they don't want me to bother them. Like, I never hear from them again. I have a couple of guys that they've been doing this consistently every month for like the last 7-8 years. And then I haven't heard from them in like a year, you know. I could see their accounts are still active and they're still making money, but it's like, you're welcome.
Yeah. Right.
You know? They got what they want. They're like, all right, forget you. Thanks. Bye. You know, they'll call me only if they have a problem. I get, but it's okay. It just comes with it, I guess. But did you get that? Did you get that welcome text message?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So there's an outline of the agreement there in writing. So you're not binded to a contract, but I just want to make sure you have in black and white everything you're getting for what you're paying for. Okay, so that's all outlined there. And then at the bottom, it will ask you to sign off on it when you get some free time. So if we can get that signed off on before the client interview, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial sign-up process. So, you know, I want to thank you, obviously, for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. Looking forward to developing a long-term, profitable business relationship with you. Like I said earlier, if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm your guy. So, you know, don't hesitate to give me a call. I'll let you, you know, enjoy the rest of your day until 3 o'clock, and then I'll call you up and bug you some more. So,
all right. Well, sounds good then.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.